and the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. Ah, man, he had sin in his life. I still hear the turban bells jingling. You know, he wears a turban. The priest who goes in actually has a head garment that's fitted with, and his robes got little bells. So everywhere he goes, it's like jingy, 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 you know? But they're like, why is he taking so long? Get in, get out. Quit preaching. It's after 12. Come on, Zechariah. They're wondering at the delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them, but remained mute. So it was a little bit of a picture. I think there's room for a good pantomime. When you make the movie of the life of Zechariah, make sure it's got that funny bit. Okay. And when his time of service was ended, he went home. So he had to go back to work. And after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. So again, that should be in the movie too. Chasing around the city or something. Some kind of like, you know, eyebrows. Like, hey, Elizabeth, guess what? You know? What? It's difficult. You think it ought not be preached from the front. You know, maybe like Queen Victoria, it's not really a part of life. It's just the thing that happens. Except it is a part of life. God requires it of you. How are you living in your sexuality? Are you holy? Are you done? That's okay. But everything and the life, it matters, and God cares and he sees. And it's allowed. He invented it. It was a good idea. He invented it. And he made it to work. And he made it to work joyfully. And there's fruit that we acknowledge today in the dedication of Owen. And we're all happy for the blessedness of it. And Elizabeth is pregnant now. And Zechariah has offspring now. And we're at the end of the story. And Elizabeth conceived. And for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, if I announce it and then I lose the baby, I don't want to tell people. It doesn't say that in the scripture. That's interpretive. It just said she kept herself hidden, saying, thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. So we'll finish with this. Making babies doesn't achieve some spiritual task, does it? It doesn't. But for Elizabeth, this was the core letdown of her life. This was the thing she felt. In this season of ramping up the Christmas and the celebration of the Nativity, because Christmas isn't Santa, and it's not the party on Saturday, which will be quite a shindig, and I promise you, fanfare and a tremendous time. But it's not just that. But it is this fellowship that we share in Christ. You, Motley Crue, know each other only because of Jesus Christ. Nothing else in common in this room. You don't all play snooker, you know? Let's appeal to God for help about what has got us down. If there's something that's got us down in this season while everyone's celebrating, let's remember what's good that's coming into the world. Like pregnancy, it's not something that can be hidden away for long. Your faith isn't some little thing that is a badge you flash like Gabriel. Your faith is the relationship standing before God. Like Gabriel. Your faith is the going and fulfilling the eschatological purpose that God has for your life to bring the gospel to others. It's not just that you are a Christian, but that you live the life in relationship with God that Christians do, and that you go to whom you're sent, as Christians do, because that's how God uses us. That's how God uses Gabriel. But you want to be sure about what you know is true, don't you? Like Zechariah? Don't you want to know that it's true for sure? The stuff that this messenger up front has just said to you, how are you going to know? I got none of the hujibah. I can't make you have a sign in your life that makes it for sure. But I want to leave you with some questions, okay? How are you seeking the Lord to be sure about what is true in your life? It's a good question, yeah? How are you seeking the Lord to be sure about what's true in your life? Is there something as this holiday season with all the merrymaking that's got you with a hurt and an ache? Bring that to the Lord who cares. And it may not be the answer that you want, and it may not be the result that is, you know, happily ever after sort of a thing, but come before the Lord in your ache and meet Him there, and He does help in it. Are you filled with the Spirit? The Scripture is clear that you can be if you're a believer. The Scripture is clear that you will be if you'll only ask, believer. Or have you allowed for some form of debauchery in your life? Like, do not be drunk on wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Do not be drunk on wine, because that is debauchery. Be filled with the Spirit. I don't think wine is the thing. I think the drunkenness is the thing. And I don't think it's just the drunkenness. I think it's the cheatingness. I think it's the lying. I think it's the selfishness. I think it's the secretly hating others. I think it's the... Well, just check yourself when you're driving this week. See what comes out of you alone in your car while you're driving. And bring that before the Lord. And say, Lord, what comes between me and you that you'll deal with that I might be filled with the Spirit? Be being filled with the Spirit. Are you living in a way that makes way for a people prepared? It's Christmas time and the sermon is done and we all love glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom He's pleased. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. We love it. It's on our Christmas cards. Philippians tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, people, God loves you. He loves you. He thinks you're special. He knows that He's the best thing in the world for you. And He's made Himself available in the person of Christ, the image of God, to restore you to fellowship with God the Father. And today, that promise is available with just an acknowledgement and a decision to follow Him and to live a life that points that out. And so, thank you, God, for what you've done. And we praise you for your grace and your mercy that has brought Jesus Christ into our lives, the way that He's been revealed to us in this sermon, the way that He's been made known in this church. And we ask your blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen.